This VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban has vowed to respect women's rights, forgive those who fought them, and ensure Afghanistan does not become a haven for terrorists. Their longtime spokesman emerged from the shadows as part of a publicity blitz aimed at reassuring world powers in a fearful population after the Taliban overran the country. Taliban have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than when they imposed a strict form of Islamic rule in the late 1990s. But many Afghans remain skeptical, and thousands have raced the airport, desperate to flee the country. The Taliban appear to be trying to avoid the international isolation imposed on Afghanistan during their previous rule. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says that the bloc has no intention of recognizing the Taliban after its sweeping victory in Afghanistan, but he says the EU must talk with the militants to ensure that European citizens and some Afghans can safely leave the country. Talking after chairing a meeting Tuesday of EU foreign ministers, Borrell said that it's not a matter of official recognition, it's a matter of dealing with the Taliban. He says the EU is suspending development aid to Afghanistan until the militants respect UN Security Council resolutions and human rights. Borrell says talks with the Taliban are also vital to help prevent a refugee exodus. Officials in Haiti have now raised the death toll from a powerful weekend earthquake to more than 1,900. The Civil Protection Agency announced the numbers Tuesday when strong winds and rains dealt by Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt in rescue and recovery efforts. The agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials may soon recommend COVID-19 booster shots for fully vaccinated Americans. While many details remain unclear, it is common for protection from vaccines to decrease over time. Researchers have been monitoring the performance of the COVID-19 vaccines to see how long protection lasts and to understand when to recommend boosters. One possibility is that the boosters would be recommended 8 months after the second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The first people vaccinated in the U.S. would likely be first in line for the boosters, healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries would also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and the Netherlands. They were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to serve only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to departure. Elsewhere in Asia, an Australian state government leader says the outbreak in Sydney has not yet peaked. New Zealand is back under lockdown for at least 3 days after finding its first case in months, and Tokyo's state of emergency has been extended. If you're flying on a plane or taking a train, be ready to keep wearing a face mask for at least a few more months. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration said Tuesday it will extend the face mask rule on public transportation. The mandate was scheduled to expire September 13th, but will now be extended until January 18th. TSA briefed airline industry representatives on the plan before announcing it to the public. The mask rule has been controversial and has led to many encounters between passengers who don't want to wear a mask and flight attendants asked to enforce the mandate. But an extension was not surprising after a recent surge in COVID-19 cases. Peru's foreign minister resigned on Tuesday after remarks he made about a rebel group that killed tens of thousands of Peruvians, and it sparked outrage, making him the first cabinet member to fall under the leftist president, Pedro Castillo. 85-year-old Hector Bejar, who is in his youth participated in a socialist guerrilla movement, had said he believed the Shining Path rebel group had emerged in part because of backing from the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. About 70,000 people were estimated to have been killed as government forces battled the Maoist Shining Path. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.